It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour. You're listening to Good Things. Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways. Just 'cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big-headed from a little bit of fame. I still like wearing my old ball cap. Riding my kids around piggyback. They might know me from all around the world. But y'all, I'm still Mississippi girl.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner. Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. Now, here's Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Super Talk Mississippi. It's that time of day. You're tuned into your radio happy hour. That is the Good Things. I'm Rebecca Turner, your host. We've got Rhino in studio. We're not going to waste any time today getting to our guest. Now, you don't have to listen to Good Things long to know that I am a fan of all things the Olympics. So you can imagine my excitement to hear that there will be an athlete with a Mississippi connection headed to Tokyo for the Summer Games. And joining you on Good Things is Miss Allie Wise. She is a 2017 graduate of Ole Miss, but she is a 2020 Olympic air rifle athlete. Welcome, Allie.
Hey,
it's how's it going? It's so good to have you on here because I'm such an Olympic junkie and I'm looking for any opportunity to be glued a little bit more than I usually am. And so when I saw that we had a Mississippi athlete headed to Tokyo, I just couldn't help myself to get you on the show. So first, though, I will say you are going to Tokyo for a sport that I don't know a whole lot about. I'll be honest with that. So first, describe the sport of air rifle to us. How does it work?
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so air rifle is an Olympic event and actually has been in the Olympics, air rifle or 22 rifle as well, since around the 1800s, I believe it was. And so the way air rifle works, that's my primary event, is it's all indoor. We stand 10 meters from a stationary target, and that target is nowadays an electronic target. So there's four microphones in each of the corners, and the pellet that we shoot, so just a .177 pellet that is shot down range via compressed air in the gun, and it breaks the paper down range, and then those microphones read where that paper broke, and then a monitor tells us where that went.
Wow, that's super precise.
Yeah. It's very precise, actually, to the point where now, because it is electronic targets that do all of the scoring, they are able to score it down to the tenth of a millimeter. So each shot is worth 10.9 points. So that means those 0.9 points add up to the end as well.
That's pretty crazy. Okay, so with your air rifle, is there air flowing into it, or do you have to do, like, I know that there are pump rifles. That this, again, I'm learning, so don't laugh at me too loud, Allie.
You're fine.
So how does the equipment, how does the rifle sort of work on your end of it?
Okay, so it basically looks like a space gun. Nobody can recognize it, even hardly as a gun, when they see it, because it is so precise and has so many adjustments. But instead of being a pump gun, there's a cylinder that screws in, and that cylinder we fill basically with kind of scuba tanks. And then we fill that cylinder, screw it into the gun, and then there's a mechanism inside of the gun called a regulator, and so it determines how much air it pulls in, and it'll pull in the same amount every time you reload. But yeah, so it pretty much does most of the, you know, work for us instead of having to pump it a whole bunch of times like back in the old days.
So, Allie, how did you get into this? First, how were you introduced into just shooting firearms? Because I'm going to assume when you were a little girl, you didn't just start with air rifles, and I may be incorrect with that. So how did you first even get introduced to a rifle?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So I think my way was a little bit more unique than what you typically see in this sport, because I also did not know it was a thing. So I grew up in Montana, which is obviously another state that's big into hunting, firearms, things like that. Well, my family never was. We didn't own a single firearm in our house, but because I was growing up there, they decided it would be good for me to learn about it. And there was a flyer in our elementary school for a firearm safety and education program. So we signed up for it just in case I was ever around them. I needed to know how to act. And when we got there the first night for the class, it turned out to also be competitive BB gun target shooting. So I started with a Daisy 499 Spring Air BB gun.
There you go. And you didn't shoot your eye out.
I did not, yeah.
So were you just hooked then? Was it just something about, you know, aiming at something and trying to hit it that just sucked you in? Or did it take a little longer for you to sort of realize that maybe you were good at this sport?
It was definitely a combination of things. The community is very small and very friendly. Anybody would do anything for even their competitors at the end of the day. So I fell in love with that aspect of it, the community, and then the competition part, because unlike most team sports, you are responsible for everything you were doing. So I liked that extra challenge of knowing that it was only me up there and I was in control of whatever I could in order to perform well. And then on top of that, I started this when I was 9 years old with that BB gun. And somebody who's still a mentor to me today told me, he basically called me Annie Oakley and told me that I had a lot of natural talent and I could go really far with it one day. So, of course, a 9-year-old isn't going to say no to that. And I kind of just stuck with it and found out there was colleges with it. Also knew it was an Olympic sport, so that became a dream, too, early on. And just really kept progressing all the way up through.
So, Allie, how did you make your way from Montana to Mississippi to attend Ole Miss? Or did you make your way from Montana to Mississippi just to go to school?
It was purely because of school, because Ole Miss has a women's rifle team that's sanctioned by the NCAA.
And that's pretty cool.
And they recruited me, yeah.
They probably did, and I'm hearing, or I'm getting to know, that maybe the Rebels there have quite the team when it comes to shooting, because there were 6 total Rebels, or Ole Miss Rebels, that competed for that 4 coveted Team USA air rifle slots, where you got one of those, Allie. So is it kind of a big deal on campus in terms of, or is Ole Miss kind of a sought-out school, should I say it that way, for those in the air rifling community?
Ole Miss is definitely one of the top 8 schools, so it is fairly sought out compared to, you know, lower-ranked schools. I don't really know. I couldn't tell you right now if it's the talk. It's the talk of campus. I do know I was fortunate enough to be honored at the baseball game this past weekend against Louisville.
Well, that's pretty cool. I would say it is, and I would say the Rebels are doing fairly well to have six representatives there competing for Team USA. I feel like that's a lot. I don't know how many in total did you compete against, or how many were in total were going for those 4 slots for Team USA?
Oh, wow. I don't know. So it's a 2-part trial. The first part definitely was much larger, and I want to say that was in December, and there's usually around 200 athletes.
See? Yeah,
at that competition.
I still say 6 total coming from Mississippi's Ole Miss campus there. I think that's pretty cool. Okay, so what's next?
Oh,
you made it. So, Allie, you're headed to Tokyo 2020, which I'm so jelly,
right,
by the way. But what's next? When do you leave? How are you preparing? What's on your agenda now?
Now is pretty much the start of our season. So I know it doesn't really make sense that we've been training this whole time to make the team, but now that we're on the team, we have a bunch of World Cups to go to.
Uh-huh.
So we will start with a World Cup at the end of March in New Delhi, India. And then after that, we'll have a test event in Tokyo. So that way we can see the range that we'll be competing on at the end of the summer, make sure everything runs smoothly, figure out how all of it works, how the town is, how the city is. So that'll be end of April. And then end of May, beginning of June, we have another World Cup in Munich, Germany. And then we'll come back, train a little bit more again, and we will leave July 14th for Tokyo.
So how long will you be gone total? Once you leave in July?
We haven't quite looked at that yet. I know, I think my event is on the 25th. So we'll be there 10 days early just to help get used to time change. Avoid any jet lag as much as possible. And then I'm hoping to stay after my event for a few extra days to see the other shooting events complete.
Well, we will definitely be rooting for you. I'll have to seek out that in the time schedule when they put that out closer to July on when to watch, and keep everybody here on Good Things updated. But how can we keep up with you and all that you're doing and all your World Cups and everything else as you make your way to Tokyo this summer?
Absolutely. So typically the best source, they post a lot via Facebook, Twitter, all things like that, is USA Shooting, the national governing body for us. They post a lot of things. Otherwise, anyone can feel free to find me on Facebook, social media, things like that.
Well, this is super exciting. I will have to say that while you were at Ole Miss, you were also a dietetic student, which that makes us basically like, you know, sisters.
Right. No, absolutely. I also was going to tell you that I did my internship at Delta State, and you actually came to one of our classes one time and talked about Super Talk Mississippi. So when you reached out to me, I was like, this is so cool.
Well, this comes full circle. Well, Allie, when you get back from all of your fun in Tokyo, please make a trip down here to Central Mississippi. I would love to have you on Good Things here in the studio.
Absolutely. I would love to do that. Thank you, Rebecca.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Can you say break a leg, Rhino?
I mean, it would
shoot
still
a leg,
apply.
Whatever it may be. All righty, stick with us. We've got more good things for you coming up next.